The Mishnah gives two cases. A person died and he had these chayvus on him. He had a ksubas isha and a bal chayv, and he left over a pikadon and a milva that he had on other people. So why do we have to say two cases? Tzricha. More so, I need both cases. Ditan and milva, it would just say a case where he had a loan on somebody else. So b'chol kamar Reb Tarfon, I would argue that Reb Tarfon could say over there, you give it to the kashal. Mishum demilva loy tzor nitna. So as soon as the loan was given, it goes into the rishus of the recipient, of the borrower. So the mace doesn't really have any owner, doesn't own any item. He just owns a chayv. So here, since the mace doesn't truly own it, so we could say, you know what, we don't have to give it to the yorshim. We can give it to the ksubas isha. We can give it to the bal chayv, etc. Because it doesn't really belong to the mace. Will be cutting the isa be'enei, but the pikadon, which is intact, it's maintained as is, which means that therefore it belongs to the nifter. So immediately when he dies, it goes over birusha to his children. Same in Moedele Ler Bekiva. I would argue that there he would agree to Bekiva. You don't give it to the kashal, you give it to the assignment. Fine. So then just say a case of pikadon. Even in pikadon, Reb Tarfon says, you give it to the kashal. So just say the case of pikadon that Reb Sharpe says you give it to the kashal. We'll say kabacharim. If you give the pikadon to the kashal, kabacharim, you give the milba to the kashal. I would have said b'ha kamer Reb Akiva. Maybe only by, if we just had a case of pikadon, I would say Reb Akiva only said as a lacha by pikadon, which it's owned by the nifter, and therefore when the nifter dies, it automatically go to the Yarshim. Alba Bahach, but the case of Milva, I might have thought, Amen Mother the Reb Tarfon, that there he will agree with Reb Tarfon that Milva had saw it doesn't really belong. So you can give it over to the Kashal. Tzricha, therefore we need both cases. The Kashal saw it, no. Ben Akem is Ben. It's not considered that it exists. The mixer of Govina, it still needs a process of collection. Shemachi Omer Betarfin, Loimanti Bereshus of the Yasmis. I would understand that that's a logic why it's not automatically in the Reshus of the Yasmim. Al Bekadim the Isa Be'enei, Bekadim, which is intact, Emo, Tkol Hechad the Isa, Bereshus of the Yasmi Isa, wherever it is, it's in the Reshus of the Yasmim, because it was in the Reshus of their father. And as soon as the father died, it automatically goes into the Reshus. There, the ownership is automatic. Fine. Okay, so the Mora says, you give it to the Kershel. The Mishnah says, you give it to the Kershel. So the Mora says, my le Kershel. What does it mean to give it to the Kershel? Who's the Kershel? Rabbi Yossi Ben Pchino Omer le Kershel Shebarayim. The one is going to have the weaker halacha claim. What it means that the date of the shtar is later, so it's not a weak halacha claim in the sense that it's not been validated. We know that it's true, but the later the shtar is, the less that they're going to be able to go and collect property which has been sold prior to that date, so they can't collect. So their opportunities of collection will be limited. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Luxubas Isha. So we give it to the ksubas isha, and she's the kashal because it's difficult for her to be involved in the process of going to bezin, etc. So we understand that she's at a disadvantage in that regard, and the reason why we do that is mishum chino that this. In a society where women were not necessarily didn't find it easy to get married, they only wanted to get married if they felt confident they'd be able to collect their ksuba. They needed a motivation, so we wanted to provide that motivation that they would feel comfortable getting married. because they know that their ksuba is protected. So Rashi learns. If you look on the side of your Gemara, the Aruch says a little bit different kanach. He says that this woman hears that, you know, she gets preference in collection over the Balkhoiv and the Yershim. So that means that she takes that, she feels more secure in the marriage, she'll be more committed to the marriage, and she'll be more interested in taking care of the husband, etc. So she'll be happy to serve him, and he'll be happy to serve her, and everybody will be very happy, and it creates shalom bayis. Okay, Kitanoi. The Gemara says this machlokes between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yochanan is really machlokes tanoim. You give it to the kosher shabaraya, but who kosher? That's the proper thing to do. Rabbi Elazar Omer luksubas isha mishum chinah. Tirashi, the kosher shabaraya lemisha shtara meucher. He has a later dated star. Shlo yuchal litra of lekuchay zakayim mloisi. He won't be able to go and collect from any property which has been sold before the date of this star. So he has limited resources to collect from. So this type of property would be a good thing to let them collect from. Luxubasisha, he kriya koshel. The woman is considered the koshel. Shein darka lachzer acher nitzei hameis lebakash heichon yesh lekarka. She's not usually involved in this type of going far afield to find the fields, etc. So Mela, she's at a disadvantage in that respect. So we give it to her. Mishum chino. The reason why we do it is because of chen. Shimsu ho anoshim chen b'nei hanoshim. The women will be interested in marrying because they will find that they look at men with favor. Yunisus lehen, and they'll be willing to get married. Shlotid agena. The hafsi ksuba, and they're not worried about the ksuba being lost, you know, the money being not available. So Rabbi Binyamin said, "Who kosher? But that were kosher, but hagel nasus ken. That's the proper thing to do." Okay. Okay, so the Mishnah said, in the case of Perish Tlushin, Kolokanim and Zach Behen, and the Moiser, the retirement says, Yinosel Koshul, and Rekiba says, Emerachim and Medin, Yinosel Yorshim. Okay. So, in a case where the woman, let's say, took possession of these payers, and it was more than the value of her ksuba, so she can't keep the extra amount, obviously. So what do you do with the extra amount? Do you give it back to the Yershim, or do you give it to whoever the kosher would be at that point in time? So sometimes you give it to the kosher, but Kiva says, no, you give it to the Yershim. The Gemara says, and yet, Paris Lushim, Rabbi Kiva, my area Moiser, Kulanami the Yershim Havu. According to Rabbi Kiva, not only is the Moiser rightfully so to the Yershim, but even the Paris Lushim, the Chachila belonged to the Yershim, because Rabbi Kiva's point was that the Yershim are able to get it without a Shua, so immediately it goes into the Rishos. So why does a woman have the right to be typhus the Paris at all? You're right. So you're right. Karta Bekiva, this whole thing doesn't take place. The whole thing, the Paris solution, all of it goes to the Yarshim. But But Reb Tarfon holds that it's possible to do Tvisa, and he discusses the Moser. So Reb Akiva discusses what to do with the Moser. Okay. Reb Akiva, Tvisa, you know, what's it actually? Kulam the Yershim Havu. Kima the time of the Rekiva Mishum, Zagrashi. Kima the time of the Rekiva Mishum, Lord Nishbu. They haven't sworn yet. Kima the time of the Rekiva Mishum, Lord Nishbu, who? The reason of Rekiva is because they have not sworn yet. So Kitopsi Nami, Amai Zochu, even if they're typhus, why should it work? Re Zochu Behen Yershim Mishas Misa. They're being typhus, the property of the assignment, it already belongs to the assignment, because as soon as the father died, since they don't need a shua, it immediately goes into their rishos. And they come afterwards and do a tvisa, they have no rights to it. Okay. And then once that's true, it's tal to the asmi, which is lo mishdab to the balchayver to the isha. So that's it. So she would body have to give it back. Vayda dem Reb Tarfon moiser ahar le'iu nami b'may de'ayrubei. Reb Akiva responded to what Reb Tarfon was talking about. But lo'olam, but truthfully, v'kulo nami islay dafilu tofas mafkinan le'minhe. That according to Reb Akiva, that any amount that they've been tofas, they would have to return. Moses says, okay, are you telling me that according to Rekiva Tvisel Mahani Klau, there's no way that Tvisel will work? So Moses says, Amarova, Amarim Nachman, Vushatovas Michayim. That it's possible that it'll work. How will it work? In a case where they take in possession of the Paris, into the Rishus, the woman took the payers into her Rishus when the husband was still alive, or the Baal Chayim had done so. Okay. So the more Reb Tarfon, that the Yerushim aren't kind of immediately. So even though that's true, that the Yarshim don't get rights on this property, the husband, it's Paris, which the husband has a right to get Paris, but he hasn't really taken possession of the Paris yet. So therefore, we could discuss somebody else calls it Kadam Zachar Behem. But why don't we argue that since the ownership of the properties goes over to the children immediately, so now these items are sitting in the property of the children, so Kenyan Chotzer should work immediately and be kind for them. Reb Tarfon, the Machi Hecha, where are these items? So as look at the Mora, Rabbi Shmuel Damer Tevayo, Behu Shet Ziburim Umanachim Rishus Rab, that they're piled up and put in a place which belongs to the Rishus Rabim. So we don't argue that there's an automatic possession through the schus of the Yarshim from their properties. But the Mor says, Abba Basimto Loi. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, even in a Simto, that there you don't say that the Kalakadim Zachem Behem. Because since the Simto is a place where Kinyonim take work. Kinyon Meshicha works over there. Which is a Rabban, Kinyon Meshicha doesn't work, but in the Simta, which are the side streets, which are made for doing business, etc., as opposed to the Shazaram, which are just made for walking. So part of the business process would be that a person who's standing there can use that property to take possession of it. Through Mashiach, let's say. So we're going to say that the Yarshim Schus will function as if they had done so. But Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, Dami Tavah, Philip Asimta, Okay. Even in a simta, the Reb Tarfon will say, "Kol kadam in zachab." Okay. Zok Rashi. Reb Akiva Tviso Lo Mahani Klau Loshen Shila Who's That? Asking a question. Tosfos has a question based on another more which Masha that Tviso does work. Rashi sounds like he's just saying a basic question. We're trying to probe. Is there any case where Tvisa would work according to Reb Akiva? So Reb Nachman, Mahan Yehecha, the Tovas Mechayim Shalmeis. The Tvisa Mechayim works. Halacha Gemara Lo Reb Nachman Rabbi. He had a Masar from his Rebbe that that's true.
What's the Tvisa Mechayim? I mean, it sounds like.
She's taking it to hold it for the right to collect her Ksuba. She's not taking it to she's saying she's going to take possession of these things when he dies. This will be for her ksuba.
And having done that, does that then remove the choyer from the rest of the property?
Yes and no. As much as it's effective, yes, but if there's going to be any type of error on the process, so she doesn't lose her exclusive and everything else.
So then, the Mishnah we had earlier, it says he can't set aside specific items and be mafkir shoot from the rest of his property for her kula.
Right.
But she can, apparently, provided that there's no error.
Right.
Okay. Now, what about the Baal Chov? I mean,
same thing. He sees the guy's about to die, he's afraid what's going to happen, so he says, he goes there and he takes possession of this property that should be for the collection of the chayv.
So mechayim here means actually goses, or?
No, I mean, it doesn't have to be dafka goses.
You know, as we've said before, everybody's on that road, so I grabbed it 20 years early.
Okay, I understand. First, I need a loan, which is not due until after 20 years. It would be. You deserve to lose it anyway. Okay. The Manchi Hecha. Hanach Peretz, the cover of Tarfon, the Bishas Misa, Lozochu Behen Yershim. This which Rameir Tarfon says, the Kol Kadam Zachah Behem. And that it wasn't automatically nicknet to the Yerushim. Where was it? So it's Rosh Hashanah, not in the Simcha. Karen Zav is a Smukha Rosh Hashanah. That's the areas set off from the Rosh Hashanah. An example of that would be a Karen Zav. So since it's a corner, people don't walk there. People who want to do business or they want to discuss something without being the pressure of the Shusarabim, they move over there. That's an example of a symptom. Of a symptom, Amr of Tarfon. In the symptom of Tarfon, did not say, Kolokadim Zocha. Whoever's there, whoever gets the first is Zoycha. Why? The Kimon, the Mokim, the Roy, the Kinyon, who, Kimon, Ba'alma, the Mashiach, Kanya, the Hossam, that Simta, Mashiach works in a Simta. I feel Mandam Rishus, the Rabbin, Maloy Kanya. Even if one of them holds that Mashiach works only in a private Rishus. So even in a place where a Chatzah wouldn't be Kaina, let's say there's no fence around the Chatzah, wherever it is, but it's a private Rishus of the Kaina, so by doing Mashiach, there'd be Kaina. Well, the rishus know that you know, it's not limited dafka to a private rishus. So one of the rishus says the rishus of rabbi mashiach works. But says no, rishus rabbi mashiach doesn't work. It doesn't work only in a private rishus. No, it works even in a simta. Because ein zeh mokum hefker. This is not a place which is hefker to everybody. It's while I'm there, I get certain rights to it, and therefore I can be kind of there. So since that is true, this is the Malkum of Kenyan, V'zochem ben yorshim mishas misa, amachzeh bo shom kemachzeh lo bebeisa. So a person taking possession of it in the simta is equivalent to taking possession of something which already was sitting in the house of the yorshim. So that's not a that is there the tefisa of the other people. With it's too late. Fine. So the Gemara, Don Dayani Kirb Tarfin. There were Dayanim in the city who passed in the local of Maisel Kirb Tarfin. Vahadre Shlokish of the Minayr Shlokish overturned their psak and went like Rebbe Akiva that the Tvisa was not effective and they have to give the properties back to the Yerushim. So Amar Lei Rebbe Yochanan, Asisa Kashel Tera, you have made the Rebbe Akiva's Shita like it was a like definitive with no room for arguments, that you would overturn a psak which has already been given. Right. Once the psak has been, once they've already awarded it to the isha through bezdin, why should you overturn it? So Mor says, let's suggest the machlokes to Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, and how and whether to overturn or not is totally in the following arguments. The Mar Savar. Tavadar Mishnah is Chayzer. Marsavar Tavadar Mishnah and a Chayzer. So like this. So let's take a case of a Bezin which Paskins incorrectly. So if the mistake was in Shikul Adas, so the luck is that you don't overturn the Psak, which means it could go both ways. The standard was to go approach A, these the only one approach B. We can't say they were wrong, that you could take it away from the one who received it, but the one who lost the case has a right to argue to the Yonim, since the standard approach is A and you did approach B, which you were garming me a hefzid, so he has a claim against them personally. We don't overturn the psak. You can't take it away from the other litigant because maybe it's correct, so he doesn't lose, but he has the one who lost has a claim personally on the yon. But let's say the mistake is something which is a Dvar Mishnah, so which it's not a question of Shikul Adas. There's a standard psak, and here the yonim went and did against the Dvar Mishnah. Do we say that that's not considered a psak at all, and we have to return it or not? So, Morrison, let's suggest that Machlokes Tina Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is in this issue. Now, we have a klal in Shas, Alohan Kirby Kibbe Mechaberoi. So, that's a klal. That's like a standardized klal. That's not a Shigal Adas issue. So, here, this Bezdin didn't follow that klal. So, that's a Tobadar Mishnah. You mean Toya in something which is a standardized issue? So, do we retrieve it or not? So, Marsa or Tabad Mishnah is Chayzer, Marsav Tabad Mishnah and Chayzer. More so, that's going to be difficult because the Maisa we have a Mishnah seem to say that's not true. Loi, the Kuliyam Tabad Mishnah is Chayzer. No, there's no question that if it's a Tabad Mishnah, the Psak was incorrect, and we have to overturn the Psak, and we ignore what has been awarded, and we take it back. B'halcha b'halcha miflagi. Mar Sover Halacha Kirbe Kibbe Mechaberoi V'lemir Rabbi Mar Sover Halacha Filamir Rabbi. And this rule of Halacha Kirbe Kibbe Mechaberoi doesn't apply to Reb Tarfin. Reb Tarfin functions as Reb Akiva's Rebbe as well, even though we find multiple times that they argue became a Talmud Chaver. But that's the issue. How far does this rule apply? There's no question. We don't pass like Rabbi Kiva. There's no automatic psak of Rabbi Kiva over his Rebbe. The machlokes is what exactly was the relationship of Rav Akiva and Rav Tarfon? Was it considered a relationship of a Rebbe or of a Chaver? The Kulyama Chaver Haba. No, the third opinion, third approach says everybody agrees that that he was Chaveroi. And we, if so, and Tovad our Mishnah is Chaser. And we have this rule in Shas, Halacha Rav Akiva. Some more, so that's exactly what they're arguing about. How do we understand that Halacha? That do we say it was a definitive psak? The halacha Rav Akiva Chavera means it's definitive, it's halacha, or just say matin? We're inclined always to pass like Rav Akiva. It's not definitive that you must pass like Rav Akiva. Okay. So the more Kriva the Bjerkan Topis No, Martin Itmar. Kriva the Bjerkan Topis part of the Yasimi Bisimta. So Rabbi Yochanan had a relative who had this type of situation. I guess it was alone, and they retrieved this the poor of the Yasmi from the Simta. So the time of the death, it wasn't sitting in the Rishus of the Yisomim. It's metaltali, which would not necessarily be Meshubad, but since it was out of the Rishus, the time of the Misa, he felt that that was a valid. He took it. He was typhus. Also, commander Bierkeron Amarlu Sharper Tafas Tua. Your tefisa was effective. Also, commander Shimon Ben Lakish. Later on, he discussed this case with Reish Lakish. Amarlu Zilu Ahadur. You have to give it back. Okay. So also commander Bierchan, so the car went back to Bierchan and says, asked him, like, what do I do now? Bierchan said back to him, Amalahu Ma Eseh Shekinegdi Cholokolai. What can I do? The person who is my parallel, Reish Lakish, feels that I'm wrong and I'm not going to pass and tell you to keep it against his psak. Okay. How barker the Yasmi the Topsi Tara Mine Balchoiv? So there was a shomer, there was a cowherd that worked for the assignment. What? Bakra. Bakr is so the Bakr is the cowherd. The Topsi Tara Mine Balchayv. The Balchayv was Tevis at a shore from the. He was a coward for the assignment, and Balchayv grabbed the shore. Amr Mikhaim Tfis Nalei. The Bakr Bakr Misa Tafse. So the Balchayv claimed that he had taken possession of it when it was still before the person had died. And the coward said, no, I never when it was. It was ready after the person had died. Also the commander of Nachman. So Amrle, Isa Chosari de Tafse, can you prove that this animal was grabbed? Amrle Lab, no, I don't have any aid that saw him do it. So Amar Leis, Rav Nachman said, "Migul the Yochel Loim Rememer Lekucha Biyadi Yochel Loim Rememer Mechaim Tefis Lelei." So he has a migul. He could say that I bought it. So you didn't see him grab it in a way which looks like a gzeilo. So he could have claimed that he bought it. So if he bought it, so he claimed that he was tefis Mechaim. Let's just finish up. Homer Reish Lakish Gardus Elam Chazaka. That animals which wander, so if we know the animal, the animal apparently was recognizable that it was an animal which had been belonged to the assignment, belonged to the nifter. So if Reuven's animal, which is Nikra, that's Reuven's animal, shows up in Shimon's property, and Shimon claims that he bought it, and Reuven says it's not true, the law is he's not believed.
Shimon's
not believed. Normally, if Reuven's shirt, which has Reuven on the front, is in Shimon's house, and Shimon claims that he bought it, Shimon's believed because he's the muchzik. But gardeners, the things which need to be corralled in literally, which means the animals which walk around, the fact that the person has possession doesn't prove anything. It doesn't have the chazaka, the possession doesn't prove anything. So if we know that it was Reuven, he's the Morikamba, and Shimon claims that he bought it, Shimon's not believed. So over here, the Torah would not be believed to say that Lekuach. He wouldn't be believed to say Lekuach. So what's your migu? Since he could have said Lekuach, he could believe to say Tvisa. He wouldn't be believed to say Lekuach. Is that true? So more answers, no. Shani Tura, the Mesira L'Roya. That's because the animal could have wandered in there by its own. But the case where it was in the possession of the cowherd, where it would not have wandered on its own, if this person would claim that he bought it, you say, Taka, how to get it? Must be he bought it. So his possession would prove his claim of the Kuach, and therefore he's believed to say that he was Taifis. Michaim, let's hold it here.
Who is believed?